In the high-stakes world of entrepreneurship, where 9 out of 10 ventures collapse, what separates the doomed from the destined? The answer isn't superior technology, bigger funding, or even exceptional talent. It's methodology. The traditional approach to building startups has been fundamentally flawed, treating new ventures as miniature versions of established corporations. This misunderstanding explains why brilliant ideas backed by millions regularly implode, while seemingly modest concepts sometimes transform into billion-dollar enterprises. Consider Webvan's cautionary tale. Despite $800 million in funding and executives from Goldman Sachs, they spectacularly burned through $1.2 billion by building massive infrastructure before confirming customers actually wanted their service. They executed their plan flawlessly. It was just the wrong plan. Meanwhile, competitor Peapod started small, manually shopping at local grocery stores, learning what customers truly wanted before scaling. Guess which company survived? The revolutionary insight at the heart of startup success? A startup isn't a smaller version of a large company. It's a temporary organization designed to search for a repeatable, scalable business model. Until you find that model, premature scaling is organizational suicide. Traditional product development follows a linear path: concept, build, test, launch. This approach dangerously assumes you already know what customers want when entering uncharted territory, often building elaborate solutions before validating actual customer needs. Customer development flips this model by treating startups as hypothesis testing machines rather than product delivery vehicles. The methodology has 4 phases. 1. Customer discovery. Transform founder vision into testable hypotheses and validate whether customers care about the problem you're solving. 2. Customer validation. Prove customers will pay for your solution and that you can acquire them profitably. 3. Customer creation. Generate end-user demand and channel it through scalable sales processes. 4. Company building. Transition from a learning organization to an executing one with formal departments. Unlike linear business plans, customer development is circular with recursive loops, acknowledging that startups will iterate multiple times before succeeding. The methodology embraces failure as an integral part of discovery, not incompetence, but a necessary step toward finding the right path. The customer development approach is built on 14 fundamental principles that challenge conventional wisdom. First and foremost, there are no facts inside your building, only hypotheses that must be tested through direct customer interaction. This work cannot be delegated. Founders must personally absorb market feedback. Pair customer development with agile development to ensure your product evolves based on real feedback rather than assumptions. Traditional waterfall development makes teams unresponsive to market signals. Embrace failure as part of the search. Unlike established companies where failures are exceptions, startups naturally progress through multiple failures as part of finding their path. Groupon exemplifies this principle, pivoting from a struggling social platform to a daily deals powerhouse worth billions. No business plan survives first contact with customers. Instead of rigid plans, use a business model canvas to visualize and test 9 key components of your venture, from value proposition to revenue streams. Perhaps most critically, preserve cash until needed, then spend. Conserve resources while searching for your repeatable business model, then invest aggressively once you've found it. Customer discovery begins by breaking down the founder's vision into testable components. What problem are you solving? For whom? How will you reach them? How will you make money? Each element becomes a hypothesis documented in brief one-page summaries. The process starts with problem validation, confirming customers actually care about the issue you're addressing. This requires getting out of the building and meeting potential customers face-to-face. You're searching for evidence of hair-on-fire problems, urgent issues customers are actively trying to solve with makeshift solutions. only after validating the problem do you test your solution. Through product demonstrations and mock-ups, you gauge whether your offering generates genuine enthusiasm. Watch for customers leaning forward in their chairs, interrupting to share use cases, or asking when they can get the product. These physical signals reveal more than polite verbal feedback. Customer reactions typically fall into four categories: unequivocal love, general approval with feature requests, understanding without urgency, or little perceived need. Only the first category justifies proceeding. The others usually require pivoting and restarting the process. After extensive customer discovery and validation, founders face their ultimate moment of truth: pivot or proceed. Despite thorough preparation, most companies need at least one more pivot before finding their optimal path. The key question remains deceptively simple: is there a big enough market hungry for this product to support a repeatable, profitable business? This decision requires brutal honesty. The next step dramatically increases cash burn, often by 3 to 5x, so validation must truly convert opinions to facts. Did the product sell easily without excessive discounting? Are customer acquisition costs sustainable relative to lifetime value? Is the sales process predictable and repeatable? Successful pivots often involve maintaining core strengths while adjusting the business model or target market. Slack pivoted from gaming to enterprise communication. Instagram transformed from location-based service to photo sharing. The key is recognizing when market feedback suggests a change while maintaining enough conviction to persist through normal startup challenges. Once you've validated a repeatable, scalable business model, the focus shifts from searching to executing through customer creation and company building. Customer creation implements systematic demand generation tailored to your market type. Whether you're entering an existing market requiring competitive differentiation, creating a new one demanding customer education, or resegmenting an established market, focusing on unique value for specific segments. Company building transforms your temporary, learning-oriented organization into a formal company structured for execution. This often requires leadership changes, as the skills needed for searching, creativity, adaptability, comfort with uncertainty, differ from those required for scaling: process orientation, operational excellence, predictable delivery. Throughout this journey, the business model canvas serves as both scorecard and historical record, tracking how initial hypotheses transform into validated facts. Each pivot creates a new canvas, forming a visual history of your entrepreneurial evolution. The customer development methodology has fundamentally transformed how startups are built and scaled. By recognizing that startups are not smaller versions of large companies, but hypothesis-testing machines, Blank created a framework that dramatically increases success odds while reducing wasted resources. This approach has spawned the lean startup movement, been adopted by thousands of entrepreneurs worldwide, and become standard curriculum in leading universities and accelerator programs. Even large corporations now use these principles to drive innovation within established organizations. The core insight remains powerful in its simplicity: get out of the building, talk to customers, test your hypotheses, and be willing to pivot when facts don't match assumptions. For entrepreneurs navigating the treacherous journey from idea to successful company, this methodology provides not just a map, but a compass, helping them find their way through uncertainty to sustainable growth, replacing gut feelings with data-driven decisions and reducing the risk of failure through systematic validation.